It seems ever since the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration rolled out its key truck safety measurement program about a decade ago, there have been complaints about it. Chief among them about compliance, safety, and accountability, or CSA for short, is that it doesn't paint an accurate picture of fleet safety performance. Well, now the agency plans to overhaul CSA, and we've got details about what may happen and how you can participate in this process. This is Eyes on the Road, presented by PrePass, the provider of waystation bypass and toll payment services, along with trucking software. I'm Evan Lockridge, and welcome in. There are few issues in trucking that are as controversial as the FMCSA's Compliance, Safety, and Accountability Program. The problem the industry has with it isn't the goal of improving truck safety, but rather it has to do with the information that goes into the system about carriers, which is used to determine which ones need to be targeted for enforcement. After raising these concerns for several years, Congress listened, requiring a review of the CSA program, and that's laid out the roadmap as to where FMCSA will head when it comes to CSA reform. Here with details is Warren Heyman, a former FMCSA Deputy Administrator and Senior Vice President with the American Trucking Associations. These days, he's a consultant to PrePass. You've heard him on previous episodes of Eyes on the Road, and he joins me by phone. Warren, it's good to have you back on the podcast.
Evan, good to join you again.
Before we discuss the changes that are in the works with the CSA program, I want to talk about the National Academy of Sciences. That's because they released a study earlier this year about the CSA program, which FMCSA is using to revamp CSA. Tell us exactly what the National Academy of Sciences is, Warren, and why they are involved with FMCSA and CSA.
Well, the National Academy of Sciences is a very highly regarded group of scientists in a lot of disciplines that they quite often get, as in this instance, a task assigned to them by Congress. In this instance, Congress, in passing the last highway bill, looked at the CSA program, said, we know, because we've heard from the trucking industry, that there are a lot of problems with CSA as it's currently structured. We want the National Academy of Sciences to do a study and say, how do we change CSA for the better? And the National Academy of Sciences came back with their study late last year. FMCSA was required by Congress to post a response to that study, which FMCSA did on July 16. So now we know the direction FMCSA will be going with the National Academy of Sciences recommendations.
Warren, why did Congress get involved in this, and what did the National Academy of Sciences conclude in their review of the CSA program?
Well, Congress heard loud and clear from the trucking industry, both from carriers and drivers, that the CSA program, as good as it was as an improvement over previous programs that FMCSA had used to identify carriers and drivers which need attention, CSA had some weaknesses. For example, not enough carriers had data in CSA, and because CSA compared carriers one to another, it only highlighted those which did have data, particularly data on fleet mileages, which is exposure to accidents and to traffic, and data on the crashes themselves were incomplete. So where the goal of CSA is to prevent crashes by, again, identifying carriers and drivers that need attention, if you didn't have the facts there to compare, you can't achieve your goal. Now, as we know, another complaint from the industry was that non-preventable accidents were included in calculating a fleet's safety risk. FMCSA, to its credit, has begun the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program, which is allowing it to assess whether non-preventable crashes should be eliminated from that calculation. And there were other weaknesses in the CSA program. The seven basics that we all are judged on, not all of them were good predictors of future crash risk. Different states have different enforcement priorities. So depending where you drove, where you're operated, you could have a different safety rating. And then finally, all of this, these carrier safety ratings and a whole lot of the data behind it were made public. FMCSA's thought on that was to create societal peer pressure. Well, the problem is if the program itself has weaknesses, you get inaccurate comparisons and you get good folks like the trial lawyers jumping all over facts and pounding on carriers and drivers in court.
Well, we certainly don't want to be helping out the trial lawyers. What changes then do you expect to see in the CSA program, Warren, as a result of the National Academy of Sciences study, and how soon could they take effect?
Well, FMCSA, in announcing its response to the National Academy of Sciences study, laid out a short timetable that, first of all, FMCSA hopes to begin a small-scale testing of a new way of calculating safety called item response theory. Another acronym in the works for us, but item response theory is used in healthcare and educational testing, and it is a more exacting mathematical model. FMCSA is looking to replace the safety measurement system it currently has. So a small-scale test with April of 2019 targeted for full-scale testing. Meanwhile, FMCSA will start collecting data, better data on fleet mileage, better data on crash reporting. You know, one of the things, and I was surprised, even though I worked at FMCSA, to learn that FMCSA only collected carrier fleet mileage once every 2 years. And things change. FMCSA is looking to work with the IRP and IFTA organizations and looking for voluntary contributions of data from carriers to do that more frequently, maybe even as frequent as monthly. On the crash reporting side, FMCSA will partner with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to urge more state participation in uniform crash reporting standards, which are out there, but which not all states comply with, to get the data in so that really good comparisons can be made. And of interest to all the carriers and drivers out there, right now during this process, FMCSA will take down the existing safety measurement SMS system website, and they'll replace it with a new website that will give access to data, but without any personally identifiable information, so that the public can look at what's happening on the overall picture, but will not be able to target specific carriers. And lastly, FMCSA is going to see whether we should move away from comparing carriers to each other and establish an absolute measurement of safety, that if a carrier or a driver fails to reach a certain level of compliance and of safety history, that then there will be intervention regardless of what happens to carriers that are of similar nature.
Now, Warren, I know a lot of this stuff has to shake out before we get to see how the CSA program is going to specifically change. But in your estimation, who will be the winners and losers in trucking as a result of the changes to CSA?
Well, one thing is clear. We are all a winner if, as a result of changes to the program, FMCSA is able to help drive better safety on the road. Because as we've all said in the trucking industry, we're only as safe as the fellow trucker and the fellow motorist on the road with us. FMCSA is able, through this, to achieve better results. We're all winners there. Losers? Well, potentially losers could be those carriers who do not have data that allows FMCSA to identify and track them right now, if those carriers are indeed unsafe. But we all want good safety, and we hope that this program will help achieve it.
Now, how can people, from drivers to fleets, participate in the decision-making process that FMCSA will have to go through when it comes to these upcoming changes to the CSA program?
Along the way, FMCSA will establish public dockets when they reach a key decision point, and in the public will be able, carriers and drivers, to submit responses to those dockets. So a good way to stay involved and to participate is to work through your state trucking association, through your safety advisor, through the American Trucking Associations, and be aware of when a response is required. Now, when FMCSA puts those dockets out there, they're going to be looking for a couple things. As I said, the new model, the item response theory, requires a whole lot of data. So FMCSA is going to say to carriers and drivers, is it difficult to provide this data? Is it costly to provide this data? Or maybe is some of this data proprietary in nature and should not be required? Those are things FMCSA will look at in the docket. But there are a couple other steps that carriers and drivers can take. As I mentioned, FMCSA still operates the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program, where fleets and drivers can submit evidence that crashes were non-preventable and help FMCSA determine whether non-preventable crashes should be considered at all in safety risk calculations. So if you have a crash that you said, not my fault, but it wasn't preventable at all. In other words, as a carrier, as a driver, we took all the steps possible to avoid it, and it still happened. Submit that to the FMCSA program with the evidence and try to help us achieve a result where non-preventable crashes are not even, you know, on the board to be considered. And then finally, the greatest response to any federal safety program is just be safe. Don't put yourself in a position as a carrier or a driver to have to worry about how you're being measured. Follow all the things that you have learned along the way, then be safe and be a good partner on the highway, and that will achieve the goal that you want.
That's Warren Heyman, a former deputy administrator at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and senior VP at the American Trucking Associations, now a consultant to PrePass. Warren, thank you very much.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And you can read more about these changes to CSA we discussed by logging on to the PrePass blog at prepass.com. That's PrePass.com. It's also where you can learn more about the Crash Preventability Demonstration Program from FMCSA that Warren mentioned. Don't forget you can keep up with PrePass on social media by logging on to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Plus, you can hear previous installments of this podcast or subscribe to it by going to the PrePass website, as well as from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, and Spotify. Just search using the term PrePass. I'm Evan Lockridge. Thank you for listening, and be sure to keep your eyes on the road.